So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, texts 47-48. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Spurat Kirita Balaya Para Nupura Mekalam Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Mala Manya Utamaritimat Surat Kirita Palayam Aranuparame Kalam Shankar Chakra Gada Padma Malamani Utamaritimat Surat Kirita Palayam Aranuparamekalam Shankachakra Gada Padma Malamanyutamaritama Spurakirita Balayam Aranuparamekalam Shankachakra Gada Padma Malamanyu Tamritima. Spura Kirita Balaya.
Belt, Shankar, Conch Shell,
Chakra, Wheel, Gaja, Kalab, Padma, Lotus Flower, Mala, Garland, Money, Pearls, Uttam, First Class, Ridimat, Still More Beautified, on account of this. Translation coupled by Divine Grace of Vaisharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord is super excellently beautiful on account of His open and merciful smile and His sidelong glance upon His devotees. His black hair is curly and His garments, waving in the wind, appear like flying saffron pollen from the lotus flowers. His glittering earrings, shining helmet, bangles, garland, ankle bells, waist belt, and various other bodily ornaments, combined with conch shell disc, club and lotus flower, to increase the natural beauty of the Kustava pearl on his chest. The Lord is super excellently beautiful. On account of His open and merciful smile and His sidelong glance upon His devotees. His black hair is curly and His garments, waving in the wind, appear like flying saffron pollen from the lotus flowers. His glittering earrings, shining helmet, bangles, garland, ankle bells, and waist belt, and various other bodily ornaments, combined with conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower, to increase the natural beauty of the Kustava pearl on his chest. The word Prahashita Panga, referring to Krishna's smile and sidelong glances at his devotees, specifically applies to his dealing with the gopis. Krishna is always in a joking mood when he increases the feelings of conjugal rust in the hearts of the gopis. The conch shell, club, disc and lotus flower can be either held in his hands or seen on the palms of his hands. According to palmistry, the signs of conch shell, club, lotus flower and disc mark the palms of a great personality and especially indicate the supreme personality of Godhead. Om Agyan Tiram Dasi Jalan Jalan Samakta Shuran Manitam Dinata Shmanesh Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Karabha Shri Vashari Guru Bhattadrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Prahashita Pangam Alakaya Rupa Shobitam Lashat Pankajatun Kalchat Adukalam Rishtakundalam. So here Shiva is continuing glorifying the personality of Godhead with his form, his different ornaments, conch shell, club, disc, lotus flower, which is the symbol that the Lord always held in his four hands, and also his palms of his hands are marked with these symbols. And Prabhupada said the word Prahashitang Panga, referring to Krishna's smile and sidelong glances at his devotees, specifically applies to his dealings with the gopis. So Krishna is always in a joking mood when he increases the feelings of conjugal ras in the hearts of the gopis. So this is one of the natural features of Krishna. He is always joking, especially in the conjugal relationship. It enhances the conjugal relationship, and there's some joking is going on there. And the sidelong glances of Krishna, they are very famous. We read about them all the time in his relationship with the gopis. Because Krishna is a young boy and the gopis are young girls, and they're not meant to mix, but by eye contact they are making. Krishna is throwing his sidelong glances and capturing their heart by increasing the conjugal relationship, which is the original feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many descriptions we're going to hear now about the Krishna, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, decorations, his entourage, everything. Hundreds and hundreds of different aspects of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the original aspect of God is his conjugal relationship. All other aspects of Godhead expand from this conjugal relationship. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pavita Vita Vita Iva Nitarupa Sayakalabi Goloka Iva Nibisatya Kalatma Bhuto Govindam Adikrushnam. So his first expansion is Srimati Radharani. Why? Because he wants to enjoy it. God is one and he becomes many. Why? For pleasure. Of course. Why would you do it? Everyone is doing what they do for pleasure. So because that's the original Krishna, he expands for his pleasure. So his first expansion, Srimati Radharani, this is the conjugal pleasure. Then all the different aspects of Godhead will expand from that. So it's assisting this conjugal relationship, Radhara and Krishna. Then Nanda Chinmaya Rasa, she expands into unlimited billions and billions of gopis, Srimati Radharani. Why? For Krishna's pleasure. So they can increase Krishna. Variety is the spice of life, they say. So Krishna is very fond of variety. So we also like variety, but nobody can match Krishna. He has hundreds and billions of gopis that they can all express different sentiments. And each one is endowed with a specific quality that is unique. Actually, every jiva soul has a particular unique quality in himself that is unique to Krishna. So everyone has an original rasa with Krishna that no one else actually has to that degree. This is Krishna's kindness. So he expands into many for his pleasure. So then he can dance with billions and billions of gopis by expanding himself billions and billions of Krishnas. So it's not difficult. So to increase that, then you get the mothers and fathers, you get Yashoda, Nanda, and elderly gopas and gopis in parental relationship. So how does this increase the conjugal relationship? It increases by creating a situation where Radha and Krishna cannot become together. Because when they're in the village, the elderly gopis, they cannot be together, they cannot be seen together. But they want to be together. That's the only thing they ever want to do. But they cannot because of the elderly peer pressure is there. And so like this, it increases the Vipralamba flavor, the separation. They want to be together, but they cannot in the presence of elderly people. And then you get those in Shakyaras friends of Krishna. It's not conjugal, because they're friends, but how is it increasing conjugal? So, Krishna, his occupation, he is looking after cows and calves. So all of his friends are assuming the same profession, occupation. They live in the village. Krishna said to Nanda Maharaj when he was doing the Indrajagna, "Why do you want to worship Indra for? We're actually, we're all Vaishyas. Our business is looking after the cows." So Krishna identifies himself as a Vaishya. We are chanting these mantras. Naham Bhrucho, Naham Pati, Na Vaishya, Na Shudro, Naham Bani. I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya. Krishna is saying, we are all Vaishyas. And our duty is with the cows and go over downhill to supply the grass. But that's a fact. That is eternal. He is eternally a Vaishya. And as the incarnation of Mahaprabhu is eternally a Brahmana. But Mahaprabhu is chanting before Jagannath, I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya. But actually that's going on eternally, where they're acting this. That is the lifestyle of the village. This is what Krishna's pleasure. He could have billions of palaces, but he doesn't bother. He's satisfied living in a simple village, natural fruits. Of course, he can expand out as Lakshmi Narayan or Gopi Dwarka and have millions and millions and millions of palaces. But Krishna's preference is in the rural atmosphere. That is why he never takes one footstep outside of Vrindavan. So then, Goshala means hard work. Everybody has to chip in. That is the system. Your families, you have a cow, you do a little bit. So Krishna and the boys are not exempt from this. You look after the baby calves. Yeah, when you get bigger, then you look after them. Then you can go out in the forest. So when Krishna is a little bit older, then he can go in the forest. And what does he do in the forest? He runs off to Radha Kunda, beats Radharani there. So it's an excuse to get out of the village, away from the peer pressure of all the elderly gopis and gopis, because the kids are on their own. So that creates the occupation of looking out, that creates a situation. How they can get away from the village, away from all the elderly personalities there. So, like that, it's all assisting the conjugal relationship. And simultaneously, Krishna's enjoying the Vatsala, the Shakya relationship, the Dasyas. It's not that he never enjoys, he's enjoying everything, but the culmination of this original principle of Krishna in his Kishora age, Radha Krishna. When Krishna leaves the forest, then all the residents of Vrindavan come, especially when he first left, Gopastami day, he observed that ceremony, Krishna's going out with the bigger calves, going through the... Well, naturally, all the inhabitants of the village, they all followed Krishna. They couldn't do anything else. They were so just glued to him there. Krishna never left the village before. So they were just glued to him, just followed him. Actually, every day it's like that. They just glued. Krishna's leaving and Krishna says, go back, go back, go back. And they keep following. And the boys say, how we can do with all these old people looking at us, all the old geezers out there. We want to play like kids. We got so much fun to do here. And all these grown-ups are looking at us. No, go back. But Krishna says, go back, go back. Make our tiffin, you know, my yogurt and sweet rice and fruits. Send the tiffins later, otherwise. So then the kids get their own, then they're all with Krishna, the whole Shakyaras and all of their games and everything like that. Then Krishna later on, he has a meeting place with Radha Kunda, Srimati Radha, with her friends. But of course it can't go on forever, although they want it to go on forever. They have to get back because they got all the calves, they have to go back and calves, they have to see the cows, they have to be milked, they have to be looked after. The parents are waiting, they cook for Krishna, all their mothers are cooked, they're waiting. How can they stay out forever? They have to go back and the sun is starting to set. And take all the cows back and go Goduli. That time is called Goduli, the dust of the cows. Is, you take that bath, Goduli Shnan, very auspicious, in the early evening. So, then they have to leave, so Krishna forcibly he is drawn away from his pastime to Radharani. They don't want to leave, but the only thing they want to do is be together, but somehow or another they're. So that creates separation. They're longing to meet again. So, this is the picture of Vrindavan. Yeah, it's simply uniting Radha and Krishna, and then separating them, and then uniting, then separating them. So the whole of their 24-hour day is, this is what's going on. Arrangements are being made to bring Radha and Krishna together, then arrangements are also being made to separate them, like this. So it's increasing, the chamboga, the meeting, the then the separation. So the separation is increasing so much more the love of Radha and Krishna. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who actually came to experience this. And he's come to teach us the mood of separation. If we had if someone says you're God, you've got any desire you want, you know, how would you be if you were God? And generally you'd get all the nice things you wanted around you, and you'd say, keep it like this forever, make it springtime. Keep it like this forever. But Krishna's not like that, it's constantly changing. So this is increasing the, enhancing the love. When there is separation, then the love is increased. But the modern poets, poets from all times, they're writing song, love songs. Nobody ever writes about, you know, Mr. and Mrs., a husband and wife and their love affair. Nobody writes about that because the love affair is that when two people are there, they cannot be together. There's some obstacle. Romeo and Juliet. You know. They cannot be together. West Side Story for the Americans. If you saw that film. Anyway, it's a... there's something in between. They cannot be together. So that increases the love so much. So that's there in Krishna. And in Krishna's pastime. This is real love. It's increased by that. They cannot come together. There are obstacles. So therefore you may have unlimited flavors. You imagine what it'd be like if you had the same thing. I'm God, but I'm going to have everything perfect around me 24 hours a day, and they become boring actually. So Krishna's, the way it's planned by Yogamaya, and you get all these different varieties and intrigues. They've got to get out at night without nobody seeing them. They've got to come back in the morning without anybody seeing them. Elderly people. So there's so many intrigues there. Causing this separation. And ultimately it will meet with. And it's worked in such a way that so many messengers are flying around. Vrindadevi has all her parrots sending messages. We have pigeon posts, they have parrot posts. all these messengers passing things and secret rendezvous and things like that. They're meeting places. And so that's all they all want to do. That's all they want to do is to bring Radha and Krishna. Everyone's making all these arrangements and bringing him closer and closer. Then when they're finally almost together, then we see often it's reverse things happen. Then they go stand in front. What do you want, Krishna? What are you doing here? We're young girls. Hey, you don't touch us. You keep away. Who do you think you are? And then they do what we call play hard to get. And again, after all that, that's all they want to bring. When they get, then they join the other camp and make it difficult for Radha and Krishna. But anyway, it always ends happily ever after, and they get their meeting. But it's just to increase all these and reveal all these different emotions that wouldn't really be there if it was the same thing every day. There would be no churning of emotion, but so this is part of one of Krishna's great qualities, is Pabushita Panga, that his sidelong glances. And this is the in the Gayatri Mantra, those who have initiated into the Kam Gayatri. Pushpa Vanaya. Kamadivaya Pushpa Vanaya. Kamadev is Cupid, Krishna. Madan Mohini, all attractive. Krishna means all attractive. Madan Mohini is Cupid, transcendental, who attracts everyone in this material world. So Krishna is Madan, he attracts everything in the spiritual world. Kandapakoti Kamaniyan, millions and millions of times more attractive than Cupid. So that's Kamadev, transcendental Cupid. That's his Sambandha. You've established the relationship. Pushpara Naya, this is your Abhideya. He's throwing his glances. They're like flower arrows of love into the hearts of these devotees. He's glancing like back at them. So it's in our Gayatri. We chant this every day. Now when Lord Brahma was initiated into this Gayatri, you know, he started the creation, but he was completely confused. Everything was dark. Didn't know what was going on. He tried to climb down. Then the goddess Mahasaraswati appeared to him. She said, chant this mantra, the Gopal mantra. Can fulfill your desires. So he chanted that, and then he heard Krishna play his flute, and that sound vibration entered into his 8 ears, and that was the Kama Gayatri. So then Brahma meditated on that Gayatri also, and chanted and meditated on that Gayatri. Then he could actually fulfill his desires. He had a desire to create. That was the impression from his last time he went into the body of Vishnu. He had this impression, he wanted to be a big creator. So when he came out again, that Krishna, everyone's desire is fulfilled. So that impression of being the creator, he became a Brahma. But he didn't know how to do it. So anyway, Krishna had to inspire him, so then he could become a Brahma and create the whole universe. But when he was meditating on his mantra, it says he appeared, at least in the purport, Brahma Samhita. Brahma said, it appears I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. This mantra is indicating that I am the eternal maidservant of Krishna. So this is the mantra that we are given also in our Gaudiya Sampradaya. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us our identity, Gopi Pariyakamala Das, 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 Anudas. So, servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the master of the Gopis, Gopinath. So, the mantra is actually awakening a conjugal relationship. So, Brahma was saying that. It appears I'm the eternal maidservant of Krishna. So, we also have that mantra. So how do we get there? Next question, how do we get there? So Prabhupada gives some indication to Zinyas that is purple. We didn't have time to speak on there, it's such an old purple. And Prabhupada says that generally worship of the Lord begins with the worship of Narayan or Vishnu. Whereas the worship of Lord Krishna Krishna and Radha is most confidential. Lord Narayan's worship is worshipable by the Pancharatrika Vidhi, or regulative principles, whereas Lord Krishna is worshipped by the Bhagavata Vidhi. No one can worship the Lord in the Bhagavata Vidhi without going through the regulations of the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Actually, neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi, or regulative principles enjoined in the Narad Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship, according to regulative principles, is offered to Lakshmi Narayan. Although there may be Radha Krishna Vigraha or form, the worship of the neophyte devotees is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayan worship. Worship according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi is called Vidhi Marga, and worship according to the Bhagavat Vidhi principles is called Ragmarga. The principles of Ragmarga are especially meant for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavan platform. One should strictly follow the Vidhi Marga regulations, regulative principles in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan, although the Lord is present in the temple as Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna include Lakshmi Narayan. Therefore, when one worships the Lord according to the regulative principles, the Lord accepts the service in the role of Lakshmi Narayan. In the Nectar of Devotion, full instructions are given about Vidhi Marga worship of Radha and Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. Although there are 64 kinds of offences one can commit in the Vidhi Marga worship, in Rag Marga worship there is no consideration of such offences, because the devotees on that platform are very much elevated and there is no question of offence. But if we do not follow the regulative principles on the Vidhi Marga platform to keep our eyes trained to spot offences, we will not make progress. So, here, although Prabhupada is saying although there are 64 offences that one should observe in deity worship, they're not applicable for a person who's actually in Rag Marga. The basic principles of Pancharatriki worship, Pancharatriki Vidhi, is that we don't know how to serve Krishna. We don't know how to worship Krishna. We've forgotten Krishna. So now we're applying all these rules and regulations to help us never forget Krishna. But those on Rag Marga, they have already developed an attachment for Krishna. They have awakened their loving feeling for Krishna. And so that means they know how to worship, because they love Krishna. When you love someone, you don't need to take a guru to tell you. When there is love, it's there. You don't need guru. You love your baby. Mother loves the baby. She never goes to a guru and says, how shall I look after my baby? She knows, because she loves the baby. She does everything spontaneously. So the devotees like that. They do things spontaneously. Even they offer the banana peel to Krishna. It's not an offense. It's done with loving devotion. But the idea of when we forget Krishna, we've forgotten our love for Krishna, our attraction for Krishna. So then we're obliged to follow these rules and do like this. And if you don't do it, there's an offense. It's a punishment. That's to wake us up to become serious. So therefore, as Prabhupada says, the way we approach the deities is in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. And the way they reciprocate is in the mood of Lakshmi Narayan. So, of course, we're not thinking Lakshmi Narayan when we're doing our worship. The Lakshmi Narayan attitude, it means awe and reverence. He's the Lord of Vaikuntha and Lakshmi Ji, so naturally you'll be very reverential. That we know how to do, to a little, to a certain extent at least we can be reverential. We may have forgotten our spontaneous love for Krishna. So here, here's our our regulative principles of Panchacakyavidhi. That you can do. It's mechanical. So at least we can put it into practice. And so we're approaching in this mood of reverence, and they're accepting in the mood of reverence. So this is how the deity is worshipped in Panchacakyavidhi mark. Even if a person is elevated at the platform of Raghmar, he has awakened this spontaneous attraction to Krishna. He always remembers Krishna. Panchacakyavidhi means never forgetting Krishna. Bhagavatvidhi means always remember Krishna. He's always remembering Krishna. He doesn't need any rule and regulation to help him remember. We need the rule and regulation to help us never forget Krishna. But the idea is we see Krishna. The approach is Lakshmana, but we see Krishna and we speak Krishna. We don't chant a Lakshmi Narayan Jaya Bhai Kundratam. We see. I know, this is Lakshmi Narayan, we're worshipping, why are we not chanting? But we chant Jaya Radha Madhava. So, Prabhupada said the dress I've introduced in our temples is Krishna in his Kaishura age. Kaishura means the youthful age, conjugal age. So, Prabhupada, that's how we dress Krishna. He is Sri Gangi Muridala. We don't give him the Pada Chakra Shankar or anything like that. So he's worshipped like that. So we see Krishna, Radha Krishna, we speak Radha Madhava. You never hear any devotees speaking Lakshmi Narayan. It's very rare actually. You hear devotees, you even hear the word Lakshmi Narayan actually. We only speak Krishna, we see Krishna, we chant Krishna, we dance Krishna, everything. But the approach is reverential. So that is Lakshmi Narayan. So it is not that we become Lakshmi Narayan conscious when we are worshipping the deity. The mood is reverential, which Lakshmi Narayan will accept. But what we see Radha Krishna, we think Radha Krishna, we speak Radha Krishna. So in this way, then we can learn proper etiquette to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who we have forgotten, who we are envious of. So therefore we have this Panchacakyavidhi system. So at least we can, with reverence we can approach. And as we mature in devotional service, by the process of the Panchacakyavidhi rules, the Vedi Sadhana Bhakti process, the infallible, it's called the infallible process because it's been given by the infallible personalities from Rupa Goswami, etc. If we follow nicely and sincerely, then the effect is very quick. So then the sentiment changes. And that sense of duty transforms into a sense of loving devotion. So it actually depends on the sincerity of the practitioner. So, so we see therefore Mahaprabhu came to give Raghman, spontaneous devotion, chant Hare Krishna, tell everybody about Krishna, that's all you got to do, and dance and take the shalom. If you can't do that, second best, or your Panchacakyavidhi, your sadhana bhakti. First he's giving Raghman, we can't accept it because of the polluted heart, then second best, okay, you follow all the rules and regulations, cleanse the heart, chaito dharma madam. Then you can transcend the rules and regulations. So Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu tells Jiva Goswami and Nabhidham Hapi that everybody approaches Mahaprabhu as Dasarath, in Dasarath. So in this way, and he accepts the service. And he is Radha and Krishna. So in this way, Radha and Krishna accept even service according to the rule. In the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he will accept our service according to the rule, and he is Radha and Krishna. So therefore we can actually serve Radha and Krishna by serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise we can't approach Radha and Krishna with rule and regulation. That's not the way they worship. It doesn't exist. Love is the only thing that works in Goloka Vrindavan. So you can't go with rule and regulation. You cannot approach with rule and regulation. But Mahaprabhu you can approach. He's made himself available. And so we can worship. And he is Radha and Krishna. So in this way we can approach Radha and Krishna. So anyway, Nityananda Prabhu is saying that everybody serves Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mahaprabhu, the great master. They all approach. That's the only relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dasaras, they all approach as the great master. And then Nityananda Prabhu, when that service attitude matures, then Gauranga will reveal himself as Radha and Krishna to that person in Dasaras. Then he can actually understand and approach Radha and Krishna separately from Gauranga. Gauranga reveals Radha and Krishna and establishes these devotees' loving relationship with Radha and Krishna. So this is the only way we can approach is through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is served in Dasaras. So because he's come to give ragmarg, spontaneous devotion, and unfortunately most people can't take it. So therefore also the vidhimarg, and so many rules and regulations. And therefore you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set the example, he was always dancing in Champat, in his rule and regulation, his daily regulation, people go and see Jagannath Deity, then you go and see Chota Gopinath Deity in temple. And you go and see Haridas and everyone. But he showed by his example also that. So Prabhupada said that, so it should go on side by side, vidhimarga and pancharajiki. Like a train runs on two tracks. We practice both. We have the vidhimarga, especially deity worship, hundreds of rules and regulations. And we have ragmarga, which is more or less chanting, bhagavatam class, hearing chanting, remembering, and preaching. But generally the people do that all the time, like those on ragmarga, that's all they'll do. But we have little portions, we have bhagavatam class, we can go to dance and chant before the deities, and that's also ragmarga, dancing before the deities, chanting Hare Krishna, and preaching, we can do. We get little bits, so we've like the train has two tracks, so we're doing both, with ragmarga and pancharajiki. We don't give up ragmarg, pancharajiki marg artificially. Otherwise Prabhupada, then it will become sahajya. So two tracks. And when Mahaprabhu is pleased, then he can reveal Radha Krishna. Okay. Shrima Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shama Veda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi.
Does Krishna Kishore's cowherd boyfriends have their own conjugal feelings toward gopis?
Balaram has his own gopis, it was discussed a few days ago. Balaram does, he is the supreme person of Godhead, so they'll all have their consorts. It appears that they do. These are the cowboys, and anyone in Golok, these are the original prototype of anything else. The prototype of Lakshminarayana, the prototype of all the devotees who assist in the different pastimes of the Lord and different forms of the Lord. They all take on respective forms and move to serve the Lord wherever he goes. But the original is in Goloka. So they all have their Shaktis also. We heard the story of Abhiram Thakur, and Molini was there. Anyway, it was his Shakti, but Nityananda Prabhu said you should get married, so he called out Molini. He was just walking past. But he could understand that she was there. His eternal consort, and she just joined him. So because they're direct expansions of Krishna, then like father, like son, they also will have their Shaktis. Nityananda Shakti is Janavi Devi.
One more thing is that you mentioned about the original original form and original planet. So, but yet we talk about all of them being eternal. So, yet Dwarka, Mathura, and Ayodhya, they're all expansions, but yet they're eternal. So, how to reconcile this?
Yeah, it's presented like this because we cannot grasp it. We cannot grasp that something is eternal and it appears to be created. So we need something like that. So we speak of creation in the beginning. God was there, he became many, he expanded into many. So it appears that God is one originally. God is, this is a Vedic comparison, he is one. But then he becomes many. So that's for our understanding. We like to have one point. We can't comprehend Radha and Krishna's pastimes eternally manifested. But we can comprehend one point. But this is Radha and Madhava's pastime is eternal. Their realm is eternal. So the Gaudiya say this is the full manifestation of Godhead. God alone, one, is incomplete. With his energies, but then he is complete. So we say this is the original. Krishna, with all of his energies surrounding him, that is the original feature of God. But when we try to want to analyze something, then generally we want to start from one point. And then evolve from that. It's kind of easier for us to comprehend. So it's more or less for Ganis, for scientists, you want one point. You see scientists there also, they're trying to come to one point, therefore it comes to the black hole, one little point. Or whatever, they're going to come from, how can simultaneously many things be manifested at the same time? There can only be one truth. So just for us to comprehend, then it's spoken like that. So God is, that is the original feature of God. He's there with his Radha and all the expansion. That's a complete picture. Why God should be less than that? The original God should be one? No, he's complete when he's surrounded by his enemies. And this is the Balab Sampradaya, bona fide Sampradaya. Prabhupada said, be careful. He told Pradyumna, his Pandiji, be careful. He said it's very close to Mayavad philosophy, these Balabs. Because their understanding is that they come to the point where God is alone. It's the original. He's alone. Then he expands into his Shakti. God alone means what? Nothing.
Who's going to appreciate God alone? And what's God going to appreciate this man? Well, it's very close to Mayavada. So be careful. Prabhupada said, be careful. And they're bona fide sampradaya. But they have that understanding that the original God is alone. There's no meaning to God. If there's no sun, shine, there's no meaning to the sun. You see the sun by the sunshine, you feel the heat by the energy. There's no potency on it. Sun alone may just as well not exist. Who can appreciate it? Have a look in front of you.
Gauranga is the original form of God?
You can't say like that. But Krishnadas Kaviraj says in Chaitanya, that God is one, then he becomes two, he manifests Radha and Krishna. Then again those two combine and they become one, as Gauranga. So therefore when people ask that question to Gaudiyas, about this one, they say, yeah, Gauranga is that one. But Gauranga means surrounded by his associates and devotees. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj said, Krishna is one, he expands. Radha, again they unite and become one. That's Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Another question is, Krishna is self-satisfied. And, you know, we hear and read all over the Shastra, he doesn't need nothing, but he takes this great effort to be with Radharani all the time. So, does that mean that Krishna is incomplete?
He's incomplete. There's something lacking. He is Atmarama, but he's chasing after... He wants something... Yeah, he's Atmarama. Completely self-satisfied. So, again, this is for us. We need to hear things like this. We can't comprehend how God may be going looking for some other pleasure. But we can comprehend, no, he must be self-satisfied. He must be complete and self. There's no incompleteness in God. That's for our understanding, because we cannot comprehend. So, it's a fact, God is completely self-satisfied. So that is tattva, truth. But there's another principle, rasa. You get tattva and rasa. So in tattva, yes, God is Atmarama, he doesn't need anything else. But for rasa, then he's chasing after Radharani. He does need something. The rasa is higher than the tattva. Controlling and enjoying the supreme controller. But higher than that is the rasa, the control and the enjoyer. So the enjoying principle is superior to the controlling principle. Why you control? Because then you can enjoy this controlled situation. So rasa raj, that's Krishna's business, is simply enjoyment. So control, he'll expand as a super soul. Within every atom, between every atom, it's quite easy to control. When you're within every atom and between every atom, it's quite easy to control it. You know what's going on everywhere simultaneously. But that he does, the super soul can do that, other expansions. But Krishna's business, he's not God. He's right, he's Rasaraj, where are those gopis? He's chasing. He needs. The higher principle for the devotees, but for the jnanis and scientists and people who want to comprehend that, but then we can say, yes, it's true, he is Atmarama.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Also, if I may be so bold as to add anything to your brilliant answers. When we say Atmarama, we mean Sarvasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shriyate, that the Lord is full of multifarious energies. They are in Him. They're in Him. Okay. So He's Atmarama, because Radharani is in Him. When we say Atmaram, we include Radharani in Him. Those energies are never separate from Him. So in this sense, He's Atmaram, because Radharani is included. Otherwise, He wouldn't be Atmarama if She was outside of Him. Then as far as the question Prabhu asked of the origin, the original form, I heard the image I've given to understand this, that it's not in terms of time, just like a river begins, like the Ganga begins at Gomukh. We say it begins every day. It's not that it began at some time in the past, it may have, but it begins always. So in this sense, just like everything emanates from Krishna, always, not at a particular time, but always, it begins, but it's eternal. So I find this image of the river having a spring is a very vivid image for that, for understanding that concept. Thank you.
Thank you. Rasya Shakti Vividai. He has unlimited energies, but it's all within Him. So in that way, he's self-satisfied. He can exhibit his energies whenever he wants. He can withdraw. Thank you. Nice answer.
I thought similar with us devotees. If we, example, we do the whole day service, just alone, different things, we are satisfied. But if we go in a kirtan or bhajan, it's so much more rasa there. So it's just the thought what I have.
Thank you. Guru Saivani. Rasarani. Always encouraging everybody to chant and dance. Thank you. Realization.
Hare Krishna. Because of the nature of the pastimes exhibited by Radha Krishna, do those in Vatsalya Rasa ever get to relish those pastimes? Because of the nature of the pastimes exhibited in the spiritual world between Radha Krishna and the gopis, do those in Vatsalya Rasa ever get to relish these pastimes?
Vatsalya Rasa?
Like parents.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do they ever get to see any of these pastimes or relish any of these pastimes?
Well, the conjugal pastime. No, they do, but Yoga Maya covers it, and they can't understand. She's so much in love with Krishna that it's impossible to think that Krishna would.
So when those, so if devotees who are practicing in the movement at this moment in time would have this mood, would they be able to understand these pastimes the way, say, those who are in the mood of a gopi would understand those pastimes?
Yeah, in Tattva they can understand. There are some descriptions like that. Bhagavatamrita. When they understand, you know, that Bhagavatam? I didn't read it, but I think I heard from Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatamrita. They're all there, and Jatila is there, and Abhimanyu, and Chandravali, but they actually know. They reveal everything, and actually we're simply assisting Radha and Krishna's passing. We're acting as their enemies and things like that. It's more elaborate in the Bhagavatamrita. So in extreme times, it will be used, but generally the rasa covers everything. It's like Krishna calls all the gopis to come and then he starts joking with them, you know. What are you doing out in the middle of the night in the forest? You know?
and they're all scratching the ground with their toes and looking up and around. Oh, you've come to see the beauty of the forest and the moonlight. It's pretty nice, isn't it? But now you've seen it, you better go home. There's many dangerous animals around, and the gophers were really, really upset. Then they were thinking that, you know, Krishna, he really wants us, he wants us to go back, you know. He called us here by his flute, and now you want us to go back, and they're really upset. And then I say, you know, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the independent Lord, you can do as you like, but, you know, what kind of male in his correct mind would send the gopis back in this situation? So they say to him, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it seems like a rasa bus there. Krishna's called him out to dance, and he's joking with them, telling them to go home. And then now they're saying, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can do as you like. But here you see, the mood of impending separation was so strong that they thought really Krishna, they had to go and leave Krishna. The impending separation was so strong that they didn't hesitate to break all the rules. And Rasa Basi said, okay, you can do it, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever it took, but they didn't want to be separated, so they broke the rule there. But generally, yeah, Yogamaya is there, she'll cover up. Shisoda comes in the morning, wakes Krishna up, and says, oh, look at that scratches over your body, oh, you boys playing and rolling around in Govardhan, and you're always scratching it, all these minerals, you different colored reds and things like that, that you had picked up and got. Oh, you got Balarama's dhoti on. You, please be careful when you're playing, that your body is scratched. She just can't consider, you know, that these are conjugal marks on the body of Krishna. But she's thinking, no, you're just playing with these friends. She just doesn't consider, how can my Krishna do that? So even she sees so many symptoms, she just doesn't accept it. And I'm like, how can my baby Krishna do that? And then Yogamaya is covering everything.
So, but you just said that, for example, Yashoda cannot understand this conjugal pastime. So, how did Vatsalya assist Madhurya? Are they not conscious of what you're doing, or?
No, we explained that. It assists by creating a situation where they cannot be, that causes separation. They're in the house in the village and the elderly people are there, so they can't be together. So it's assisting it. Kripalambra is increasing the separation. They want to be together, that's all they want to do. Krishna's got his arm around the boyfriend and they're talking. And the gopis look at that. Krishna, he can do that. We can't do that in front of all the elders, but the boys are so fortunate they can put their arm around Krishna. All the elderly people here, we can't do that. We want to do that. We want to. So they can't do it. They're restricted. So it's restricting their. So it increases the mood of separation.
So I read that Subal at one point is guarding Krishna and Radharani. He's like, Radharani and Krishna are in this rope. And Subal is there like guarding and nobody bothers him. So he's aware.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you get well, different levels and different groups. And some are very confidential servants of Krishna. He tells them everything, or most things. So there's different gradations and closeness and intimacy in different groups and friends. So some of them do learn, they assist Shubhal and like that, they're all intimate. They'll be there rather than Krishna pastime. Okay.